Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 1, I'll read verses 15 through 18 to get with you. So much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The gospel is what gets someone saved. The gospel is not about man. The gospel is about Jesus. The gospel is for man, but it is about Jesus. Religion wants to add man to the gospel. By doing this, the gospel has no power nor authority because it's not the gospel. Man needs the gospel to get his relationship restored with God. You don't get that relationship by your good works. You don't get that gospel by your good works. You see, the gospel starts with the virgin birth of Christ. Jesus needed to be robed in flesh that could die. He was not of man's blood, he was of God's blood. The virgin birth is not about the virgin, it's about the Father. Mary was not sinless, or Jesus would not have been able to die. He would have had a sinless mother and a sinless father, and there would have been no robe of flesh that could die. But the next part of the gospel is vitally important, and that is this: the righteous life of Jesus Christ here on earth. Righteousness is not just the absence of sin. It is the presence of good. Just like you are not a good person because you don't do really bad things, you're only good when you do good things. The righteousness needed for the gospel is not man's righteousness. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that makes the gospel have its power. If our righteousness had anything to do with the gospel, Jesus would have just come to earth and gone to Calvary. He would have had a one-day trip. There would have been no need for him to be here on earth all that time. Jesus came, was robed in flesh, and lived our righteousness for 33 or so years. Now, let's look at this a little more closely. Number one, every human is a sinner and lacks righteousness. It's because it's a father issue. See, the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:10. You say, well, we get saved then by the law. People in the Old Testament were saved by the law. It depends what law you're talking about. Say, well, we're all under the law. Romans 8:2 says, and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. You see, the law there is in reference to the law of sin and death. salvation overcomes the law of sin and death. And because we have no righteousness, we cannot overcome this law by ourselves. Romans chapter 5, verse number 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which being abundant of grace and have the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You see, we don't get saved by our righteousness. We get saved by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is why you can't keep the law to get righteousness. We were conceived in sin. We are sinners. By the way, we talk about Moses being the lawgiver, but Moses never made it to the promised land. He was disobedient to those laws. The law was to show us our need for righteousness. That's what Galatians 3:24 and 25 and Romans 3:19 through 22 are all about. It says that it was our schoolmaster. It showed us our need for salvation. Salvation is an act of submitting our unrighteousness to the righteousness of God. That's what Romans 10 is all about. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Number two, we need Jesus's righteousness added to our account. You see, salvation does not come by our righteousness. It comes by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Galatians 2:5, very important. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Then down in verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even when we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You see, nobody gets saved by their own faith, their own righteousness. Oh, we could go to Galatians 3, 6 through 8. We could go to Romans 4, 1 through 8. Romans 4, 22 through 25. And again, the righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. When we get saved, when we trust Christ as our Savior, God imputes the righteousness of Jesus Christ on our life. In the book of Isaiah, it says, all our righteousness is as filthy rags. Because we're sinners, even our righteousness is filthy. You see, we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We don't need our own righteousness for salvation. We can't use our own righteousness for salvation. But, number three, we are to live righteous after we get saved. It's not to be saved, it's after we get saved that we are to live righteous. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. God says, look, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether unto sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. God wants us to live righteous. Our righteousness is not important for salvation. Jesus' righteousness is. By the way, this is why we can't judge anyone's salvation based on their righteousness. You see, our righteousness had nothing to do with salvation. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.